This is KERA News. More than a million people have moved to North Texas since 2010, making it the fastest growing major metro area in the country. And all that growth has bolstered the region's economy. KERA's Christopher Connolly stopped by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas to talk with Leila Asani, a senior Fed economist. She told him job growth in this region outpaced Texas and the rest of the U.S. over the last decade.
Since 2010, DFW has added around 900,000 net new jobs, which is only behind New York City and Los Angeles metropolitan areas. Now, keep in mind, both New York City as well as LA are much larger areas than DFW is. In fact, the front runner, New York City, is almost three times the size of DFW.
So where are all of these people coming from? And where within the region are they landing?
Over a third of DFW's population increase since 2010 has come from people moving from other states to the area, and about 21% are arrivals from other countries around the world. In terms of domestic migrants, most of them come from other large populous states such as California and Florida. And then some of them also come from our neighboring states, such as Oklahoma and Louisiana. In terms of international migrants, a large inflow comes from Mexico. But in recent years, we've also seen a pickup in migrants coming from Central America, India, and China.
And so all of those people have to live somewhere. Where are we seeing population growth around here? Are they congregating in suburbs or urban areas or further out?
So, you know, because our job growth has been so massive, it also has been extremely widespread. And similarly, development also has been widespread. So it's not as if we have seen growth just in the urban core or the suburbs. We've actually seen growth in the northern suburbs, in the southern suburbs, as well as in the central city. DFW has been, in fact, the number one apartment market in the country over this decade. We have added over 150,000 apartments during this time frame, which is akin to pretty much adding the inventory of a mid-sized metro such as Jacksonville, Florida, to DFW. So it's been a lot of the housing options have been on the apartment side. We also have seen growth on the single-family side, but the growth has not been as exceptionally strong as it has been for apartments.
And since 2010, has there been a fundamental change to sort of what powers DFW's economy?
So overall, DFW has a diversified industrial base. And the reason we have that is because we have a lot of the services on the Dallas side of the Metroplex. And then on the Fort Worth Arlington side, we have the manufacturing and the energy jobs. And so when both of those come together, we have this synergy, which leads us to have a more diversified industrial base. Now, particularly some sectors that stand out are strong growth in finance and insurance, in professional and business services, and in transportation and warehousing. And with all the building activity, we also have seen very strong growth in construction employment.
I know you're not in the business of making predictions, but I'm wondering, is there a sort of main storyline for the DFW economy that you think is really going to be the story in the next decade?
So one trend line was this critical mass or economies of scale that we have in the information technology and the finance and insurance sector, and that should be beneficial to us going forward.
Leila Asani is a senior business economist for the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Leila, thank you so much.
And thank you.